Welcome to the Prophecy Club. And before we get started, let me just say, I love you. It is an honor and a privilege to come before you each day. And I count you all as friends, even though most of you I've never met, but we'll all meet in heaven one day and we'll spend eternity together. And so I just want to say I love you in advance. So our topic today is So Goes Israel, So Goes America. And of course, that comes from a vision actually given to Chris Reed, and we're going to cover that here in just a moment. First of all, there's two verses that says that America will turn against Israel. And that's a real big problem because I think we've got the victory. We've got the verse up here. But it's Genesis 12:3 that says, I will bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you. We never want to turn against Israel. Yes, they do some wrong things, just like we do wrong things. But they are God's chosen people, according to what was spoken to Abraham, and we best be on their side. These two verses say that we will turn against Israel. And I will render unto Babylon all the evil that they have done in Zion. The next one is, as Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. So there's two verses said, yeah, we turn against Israel. Also, I want to remind you that this coming Friday, I'm going to have Jonathan Rose on today, or on Friday, and he's going to be talking about the latest on precious metals and the financial world and what's going on there. And I've sent him several articles, and we're going to be talking about them. So if you have not called 1-800-200-GOLD, then I recommend you do so, especially if you have an IRA or a 401k. They specialize at helping you get your money out of paper that can evaporate into nothing and putting it into gold or silver, precious metals. 800-200-GOLD. Say Prophecy Club when you call. Okay. So, first of all, America is now, according to this, right? This is the big turnaround. America is now turned around against Israel. Biden regime abandons Israel. Kamala Harris calls for immediate ceasefire in Gaza for at least 6 weeks, but does not demand the release of the hostage Jews, including American Jews. Okay, so it seems to me like Israel ought to say to the rest of the world, shut up. We aren't going to do a thing until they release all of our hostages. They better all be alive and well. And if they're not, I think the way the world would say that, there will be hell to pay. In other words, Israel's been wronged here. Okay, they were attacked, and 1,200 people, the report is, was killed, and then they took 250 hostage. What would we do if Mexico came into South Texas someplace, or Southern California, or Arizona, in one of them, and killed 1,200 of the Americans, and took 250 people hostage? They probably would not be alive within 3 days. I'm talking about the people that took them. We wouldn't put up with that. Yet, we expect Israel to do that. And again, so goes Israel, so goes America. So America better make certain that Israel is well taken care of. So Kamala came on and actually has called for a ceasefire in Gaza for at least 6 weeks. Why didn't she come on and say, I think Gaza needs to release all of the hostages first, then we will talk. Now let's go on to, here's the verse I quoted earlier, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. Don't turn against Israel. Now here's the dream. So Chris Reed had this back in 23 of October. The dream opened with me looking at a map of the United States, and I saw around 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed into our southern border since Biden took office. And that's a big question, because a lot of people saying, oh, there's 8 million, 10 million, some people even say 15 million. Well, now we have a count from the Lord, 6 million illegal immigrants. So if they aren't willing to obey our laws when they first come into our nation, what makes us think they're going to continue to obey those laws? So they broke the law starting, and they're going to continue to break the law. For the most part, these are bad people. Yeah, some of them may be looking for jobs, a better opportunity. I understand that. But they need to do it the right way. And coming across our border illegally is not the right way. I was shown that among those crossing, not all were bad, but I was shown that thousands of them are trained terrorists from the Middle East and China. So you've heard the old saying that once the camel gets his head in the tent, that the body follows. Well, in this case, it's more like a lion, and it's his friends come in too. So then the scene changed, and I was given a cell phone. I was able to read the terrorist encrypted communications. Okay, so where did the terrorists get encrypted communications? Obviously, people in high places are sponsoring this and providing them. And also, from other reports, they're giving debit cards with $5,000 worth of money on it. There are also other reports that within a day or so, they're out doing target practice. Okay, so who would come across our border looking for a job that within 2 days is out doing target practice? No, they're not coming here for a job. They're coming here to kill, steal, and destroy. And this is about to explain to you what they're really doing. There's a coordinated plan to bring in terrorists to hijack the American government through destruction in America. You remember that Benjamin Fulford was told that we've ruled this planet for thousands of years and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. Well, that's one of their big methods for controlling people. It's called blackmail. And that's what they're doing. They're planning on blackmailing the American government. Then I read the words, "So goes Israel, so goes America." The news reported Israel was attacked through the southern border. The same thing happened at the U.S. southern border. Now, let's back up. Let me show you something. So this is October the 8th. This is one day after Israel was attacked. Wouldn't it have been nice if we'd have had this like about 30 days before? By the way, oh, Lord, I know you're listening. It'd be nice for us to have this more in advance. Anyway, let's go on. I saw jihad resurge was a result of the vacuum left in Afghanistan from the U.S. pullout. And I read on the cell phone the terrorists were coming from the Stan nations. In other words, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan. They're working in coordination with the cartels and at the southern border to get terrorists into the United States. The plan is the terrorists will locate in the United States as directed from Central Command, and they were given a communications device. Who paid for that? Who organized that? How does that connections, that communication device connect? Okay. I was again given a cell phone. I could see 12 or more dormant terrorist cells on a U.S. map, infiltrated through our southern border. They were fitting into the U.S. life and sanctuary cities. They were giving contacts to like-minded terrorists and directed to connect with them upon their arrival. They were forming teams to accomplish destruction in communities. They were promised that if they would follow orders, their families would be rewarded financially, and they were promised rewards in the afterlife. What did that just say? It said, you're probably going to die. You're probably going to give your life up, but we're going to take care of you in the afterlife, take care of your families now. So now we've got some suicide bombers, or suicide anything else they are told to do, and most of these people would be happy to do that. Let's go on. I saw 12 sleeper cells already in the U.S. They were to lay dormant until orders were given. I saw some places where they were located. I saw Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas, the Carolinas, the Northeast, the New England area, New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. If you compare that list to the list where the suitcase nukes are located, I think the Carolinas is the only one that is separate that's not already on the suitcase list. Here's a map of where it's located. So that's pretty much encircling America, isn't it? Let's go on. The plan is to use destruction inside America to control the actions of the U.S. government. That's blackmail. And to dictate our foreign policy and our response to events in the world. They would control how America would function with our defense, our response to world events, by blackmailing the U.S. government. It was this quote, "If you do this in any particular situation, we will coordinate a response. Ultimately, the final one being the detonation of many explosives if the government didn't comply with the wishes. And what would that be? Detonation of mini explosives? That would be 35 suitcase nukes, just like we've been talking about, which is why you want to have one of these on your car. EMPShield.com. If you want your car to start, and because if EMP hits it, it fries every computer chip, and they would have to replace every computer chip in your car. That means all of the wiring, everything, it would be a dead car. I mean, I guess you could put a horse in front of it and pull it, or push it with your tractor, but it's a place to sleep, and that's about it. Let's go on. So the demands on the American government would be this. One, don't use this military to attack or fight against Islamic terrorists. Two, continue to send funds to Iran and other terrorist states to support them in the name of foreign aid. Three, they had explicit pictures of U.S. politicians in every branch of government and threatened to release them if the U.S. crossed the red line. And what would those explicit pictures be? Things like sex with children, cutting off their heads, eating their hearts. I know it's gross for me to even say it. But I've had so much of this stuff sent me in an email from, this is what they do. I can't prove it, of course, but I've heard it so many times, it has to be true. Let's go on. Point number four. Explosions were the last step. That would be the suitcase nukes. But before they could attack the infrastructure with technological disruptions, blackouts, and other technological disruptions as a means of controlling the U.S. government, and our response and our ability to defend and go on the offset. And remember, we've ruled this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. So if you don't want us ruling you, if you don't do as we tell you to do, we will kill you and destroy your property and your land and your family. That's what they're basically saying. They could also coordinate through this technology of communication. They could coordinate with mass shootings or mass knife attacks, or they would take hostages in the United States for ransom money, just like they did in Israel. Again, so goes Israel, so goes America. Finally, I saw detonations all across America. The smoke, clouds all over the map, rubble, destruction, and disaster. Now, let's look at what Dmitry Dudeman was told about this. Now, there's only part of it. The angel said, I bless this country because of the Jews that are here. I have 7 million Jews here, and they haven't tasted war or persecution, and God has blessed them more than anyone else. Instead of thanking God, they started sinning and doing wickedly. Their sins have reached the Holy One, and God will punish them with fire. Israel doesn't recognize the Messiah because they placed the trust on the power of the Jews in America. But when God will hit America, all the nations will be terrified. Then God will raise up China, Japan, and many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians and defeat them, back them to the gates of Paris where they sign a peace treaty, but they make the Russians their leader. So that's kind of hinting, as some people suspect, that the Antichrist might be Russian. I'm not exactly in agreement with that, but there is a possibility of that. Let's go on. Israel doesn't have to help the Jews in America in their terror. When they see what is coming, they call for the Messiah. Jesus returns in the clouds and destroys the armies of the earth. Now, here's the point that I wanted to get to today. This is way back in 1996. This is a dream given to Dmitry Dudeman. After 8 days of traveling through Israel, I asked myself, why did I come here? All I see is land and people that are wicked, and why did I come here? After I thought about this, I prayed and fell asleep. In this dream, the five of us, myself and my two grandsons and the couple we were staying with in Israel, we're on the Sea of Galilee in Israel. We were looking around. I noticed how nice and warm it was, a good place for a vacation. At once, I heard a voice from my left side, and it said, you didn't come here for this. Look at me. I looked, and I saw a man in white, shining clothing. He was crying with tears running down his cheeks. Who are you, and why do you cry? I said. I am Jesus Christ, and I'm looking over my blood relatives and my people from whom I gave my life. Their sins have put a wall between God and themselves, and God has decided to bring back all of the scattered people from the nations. Notice it didn't just say Jews, okay? All the scattered people from the nations. Instead of thanking God for watching over them and giving them a safe passage, they become even more wicked than those were in the nations they left. I'm crying because of the tribulation that is to overcome them. They say they keep the Sabbath, but they don't. They say they keep my laws, but they don't. All the nations of the world have their eyes on this place, thinking that this place is holy. They've come to seek holiness and see an example of holiness. This place is not holy, but has become defiled. Because of this, God has decided to take peace from this country. They do not trust the peace God provides, but seek to make their own peace. God can no longer stand their sins because of the wickedness. Look and see how punishment will come upon Israel. Now, I'm not going to rule out October 7th, but that's not specifically what it's talking about here. I then saw a cloud of airplanes in formation from the left, Golan Heights, and a large army coming from the corner, the Yarmouk River Valley. With every kind of weapon, they had horses, carriages, cars, tanks, soldiers on foot. I began to hear screaming from my right and ask, "Can you stop this?" Jesus said, "Until they pass through hard times, they will not recognize me as God and will not call upon me for help." So the October 7th thing, it's not what it's talking about. He answered, "You will be sad and sorrowful when you leave this place," Jesus said, "but after a time your heart will be full of joy. Tell those who love me that I first loved them. They will be saved. I am the eternal one. I do not change. Everything that I've told you will come to pass." "You will go in peace," Jesus said. Then there was a loud roar of thunder. We were looking for a place to hide because we thought that the war had started. A lightning bolt came down from in front of us, but Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. You will leave this place in peace. Tell the people what you've seen." We were visiting the Galilee and pointed in the direction where the airplanes and the army came from. The people I was staying with identified these places as the Yarmouk River Valley. Now, refresh your memory. John Paul Jackson had a number of headlines that certainly looked to be right on. One of them was, "What other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all its cards?" Now, my guess is that that secret weapon is what is going to give them the great big victory when Israel and America go against the rest of Islam. Another headline he was shown is, "Israel says if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes." Now let's jump to another one. This comes from Pastor Massey. Now you may be saying, "Well, who's Pastor Massey?" Well, Jesus came to him. He was raised in Pakistan. Of course, everybody in Pakistan has to go to learn the Quran. So he had to learn the Quran. But Jesus appeared to him in person, and he got saved. He started over 300 churches and led 35,000 Muslims in Pakistan to Jesus. So in Pakistan, Pastor Massey is kind of like a Billy Graham here. I mean, in Pakistan, he is it. Whatever Pastor Massey says, everybody goes for. All the churches go for. So he called me July 2017. He said, "I had a dream. God showed me some things." He said, "War in Israel will come soon. Israel will get back their land." In other words, probably, don't know for sure, but probably at the end of this Israel-Gaza war, they're going to get back all of their land. "Israel knows it has more oil than Saudi Arabia." Let me clarify that. I don't know that they're going to get back all of their land at the end of this Israel-Gaza war. Actually, I think what will happen there is they'll give the Palestinians a state. And then it'll be a later conflict when they get back all of their land. So I don't think it's the Israel-Gaza war will give them all of their land back. "Israel knows it has more oil than Saudi Arabia, but it has not been drilled. But this news has just not been released to the public yet. The Lord is going to give the wealth of the wicked of Saudi Arabia to Israel." Remember, we talked about that, okay, that every place that the soul of Abraham, Moses, and Joshua's foot set, God said he'd give it to them. I'll cover those scriptures. And according to Ron Wyatt, Moses walked all over Saudi Arabia. Now, not every place, so it may not be all of Saudi Arabia, but much of it is going to be given to Israel. All part of their land. If you go look it up from the Euphrates all the way over to the Nile is their land. "Oil is located at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. God is going to punish the Arabs for their crimes against Israel and Christians, and he is going to cause the oil to flow underground to Israel. He did not know of our vision to find oil in Israel, specifically one of the locations at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. He also didn't know that Hayseed Stevens believed that once Israel started pumping oil from the deep wells in Israel, the wells of the Arabs and surrounding nations would begin to go dry. This is the verse Hayseed believed said that oil would be turned to Israel. Ezekiel 36:9, I will turn unto you, and you should be tilled and sown. Okay, it looks like I have time, so I'll cover it one more. November 1995, Dmitri Dudeman. It was as if I was in Israel, and a tall man came and took me by the hand and said, come, let me show you the holy city. When we reached the holy city, all of it was covered in black netting from top to bottom. On top at its peak, the city had a black flag. After seeing these things, I asked the man that was with me, what does this mean? Look up, and you will see the meaning. He said, when I looked up, I saw a black emblem on which there was a gold writing that said, Israel, you dishonor me, you mock me, you trust in the powers of men. Because you will not return to me, I have this against you, and I will punish you with a great fury. This is also to purify some who want to call upon me with a clean heart. The shame and the blasphemy that they have caused has reached heaven. After I read these things, the man standing beside me said, let us leave this place or we'll be caught up in the wrath. It seemed I was suddenly on an American plane, which was about to land with me in California. When I was about to disembark, I heard sirens, which howled loudly, and a great sound of many plane engines was heard. The man with me said, the punishment draws closer. Look closely and read. When I looked up, I saw a written scroll appear before my eyes. The writing was in Romanian, and it said, American people, those of you who have dishonored and mocked me, you who have brought hatred and blasphemy against my name throughout the world, for these things my vengeance draws closer. As for my children, those who have worshipped me with all of their hearts, I will fight before them, and I will give them victory and safety. I will separate those who have worshipped me from those who have not, as I separated Goshen and Egypt. I tried to read it one more time, but I couldn't. The writing gathered into the scroll. Then the noise of the engines grew even louder. The man beside me turned to me and said, these are planes loaded with atom bombs, and no one and nothing will be able to stop them. I'll read that again. These are planes loaded with atom bombs, and no one and nothing will be able to stop them. Then suddenly a great number of black planes lifted off the ground like a flock of birds. I knew the planes were American, but I had no knowledge what the purpose was or what they're supposed to do. Then the written scroll was thrown before me, and I stepped closer to pick it up, but when I drew near, I saw that it burned with a blue flame. The flame began to climb into the sky. As I looked at the flame, I heard a voice coming from it saying, my word is righteous. I am the Christ who has brought this news to you. Do not be quiet. Tell the American people all that I've told you and all that I've revealed to you ahead of time. For the destruction that is coming over them, I did not allow to come unannounced. The punishment is even at the door. The man beside me spoke again and said, look up. When I looked, I could not see the sky because there were so many planes. Then the man said to me, thank the Lord for what he has shown you. Then I began to pray and thank God. While I was praying, I heard a prophecy for myself, and it said, get ready. Sanctify you and yours, so that you and yours may not take part in the trials that are ahead. This is why I've shown you these things. I've shown you what is to come in a short while. All that you have seen is at the door. Now, his door and our door, not the same door. His door is a lot slower than our door. By the way, I do think that it's been delayed many times. Because the sin and wickedness have reached the throne of God's mercy. Then there was a great lightning and thunder, and I fell to the ground and was awakened from my sleep. So what do I suggest? Okay, first of all, if Jesus wants to put any of us in a world of hurt, there's nothing we can do. So that means the first thing we have to do is have our sins washed away. And there's only one thing on the planet that will wash that away, and that is the blood of Jesus. So the first thing you must do is say these words, Jesus, forgive my sins. Four words. It's that simple. Those four words, it's not everything, but it's a start. Those four words may be the most important four words that get you out of hell and into eternity. Jesus, forgive my sins. Y'all want to go on and also say, Jesus be my God. You want to start reading your King James Bible, go to church? That's another thing. Get into church. And don't just go to visit. Go in and help the church leadership build the church. Build the church of Jesus. And no, they're not going to be doing it all right. Probably if they were doing it all right, you wouldn't think they were doing it all right anyway. But get into a church. Help build the kingdom of God. Help build the kingdom of God. Next thing, as I'd recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself some food. Not just you, but everybody up and down your block. Because you got food, they're going to want to have part of it. And you're going to want to be able to share it. You're going to want to have enough to be able to say, yep, I knew this was coming. How'd you know this was coming? Well, it's written in the Bible. One of the prophets told us. We were told to get ready. So here's what you do. First of all, you get a machine package. That's all the gizmos you need to make the bread, to take the wheat berries and make a loaf of bread. Next is you got to decide how much food you want. You want food for one person a year, two people a year, four people a year, six people a year. And then you click here, and they can ship it out. They'll probably ship it out the next day. You might even be able to ask for it to be shipped that day. And they have videos, show you how to make it, explain everything. Josephskitchen.com. Next thing, I'd recommend you go to empshield.com. empshield.com. Get you one of these, put on your car. You can also put one on your house so that when the, I said when, because I got 35 prophecies, 35. This is more than all the rest of the prophecies put together. 35 prophecies say suitcase nukes going to go off in our nation. And the best information we have is 35 of them. So if 35 of them go off, what's the chances an EMP pulse going to hit you and your family, your house? If you want your computers to work, here it is. Want your cars to work, here it is. And if you use the promo code PROPHECY, get you a $50 discount, also helps your prophecy club. Leslie was told to tell the people that no one can provide or prepare for every eventuality, but she was told to tell them to do their best to provide and to prepare as much as they possibly can. Can't provide and prepare for everything, but do as much as you can. 800, 200 gold, if you have an IRA, 401k, and it's in paper, get it out of paper into metal. That's a reasonable thing to do. See you tomorrow.